the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
Knowing when to quit. Well, we've all heard those excruciating gaffes by President Joe Biden during a NATO meeting and at a news conference on Thursday. They did little to quell the concerns of donors, supporters and fellow Democrats about his ability to win the election and keep up with the demands of the job. Donors in particular have been voicing their disquiet all week, and sometimes it's the money that talks loudest. So who has withdrawn their financial support from Biden, and who would the donors like to be in the race if he were to drop out? We're joined by Professor David Dunn from the Department of Political Science and International Studies at the University of Birmingham. You're very welcome, David. So who are we talking about here in relation to donors who have said they're no longer backing Joe Biden?
Well, one of the first and most vocal to announce that she was withdrawing her support was Abigail Disney, the heiress to the Disney fortune. And she has been very active in promoting others to do the same. So we have people like Damon Lindelof, Hollywood producer, who has, again, advocated withholding money. And then you've got Ari Emanuel, and you've got Michael Moore, other TV producers. So Hollywood has been front and center at this. In a sense, Hollywood not only has got the money, but it's got the position to actually go out and speak against Biden in the way in which a lot of people in Congress are more reticent to do so for obvious reasons.
There was a clamour. Yeah, in the last 48 hours there, David, there was a story suggesting, I think, that $90 million of pledged funds from a particular donor or donors to a committee was going to be frozen until such time as Joe Biden was no longer the candidate, which really suggests that there's a bit of a snowball effect. However, how significant is $90 million? I mean, the Democrats have raised $28, $30 million in a single night at times.
Yeah, so the Biden or the Democratic super PAC Future Forward is the one you're referring to, and that $90 million is on hold. I think what it is it's important in terms of the actual money, and if there's no more money coming forward between now and November, that is a real problem. But it's about signalling that the donors are no longer willing to support him at a time when Trump will be meeting in Milwaukee for the Republican convention next week, and he will be getting all the attention. He'll get a bump in the polls, and he'll get many more pledges of money from a whole variety of corporate backers. So the contrast between what's happening with the Republicans and what's happening in the Democratic camp are part of the signalling and part of the pressure that's put on Biden for him to fold and to throw in the towel.
Is it a little soon to get a handle on just how significant the donor and financial issue might be? For example, the New York Times wrote a story the other day suggesting that donations really had fallen dramatically. Those close to Joe Biden in the Biden camp are saying not at all. Directly after the disastrous debate, they still managed to raise a record sum, and they're denying that there's been a fall off.
Well, the Democratic, the Biden team are saying everything's fine, and no need to panic, don't worry about this. But the money is crucial because for two reasons. One is that Biden historically up to this point has raised much more money than Trump. That's about to be eclipsed by Trump, who's doing rather well with that. Secondly, the Biden strategy, the Democratic strategy, was to have the more money and to pay people on the ground operations in the key swing states, rather than relying on volunteers, but actually have a paid network. And that was about getting out the vote and ensuring they win and come through at the last minute. If the money's no longer there, on the scale that it was to pay for those operations, and if the Republicans have got more money to actually build an alternative strategy on the same nature, then the Democratic strategy overall is in trouble through lack of resources. So the money does matter in a whole variety of ways, as well as the signalling.
If Joe Biden was to decide or to be persuaded, because he's certainly giving no indication publicly of any real doubts, if he were to be persuaded to step down as the candidate, the choreography around that is a bit of a nightmare for the Democrats, because if he says, I were to accept that for personal reasons, it's no longer the thing for me to do, it calls into question, why doesn't he step down as president? He's got another 6 months to go in the presidency. The Republicans would argue if he's not fit to run again, he's not fit to do the job today or tomorrow.
That dilemma is precisely why it's a tricky situation for the Democratic Party, and partly why they're treading very softly. And ideally, what they want to do is to have a package worked out whereby That transition is smooth. It isn't a floor fight at the convention next month in Chicago. And ideally, it's a thing whereby there's a package put in place. Some people are even talking about the idea that precisely because of those concerns you identify, that Biden, at the same time as he announces that he isn't going to run in November, that actually he resigns as president, allows Kamala Harris to become president, and allows her to go forward as the incumbent with the bounce in the polls that would hopefully come from a honeymoon period, getting round any concern that he's in some way too frail to be the candidate. And in a sense, it takes him out of the picture entirely and focuses on the new situation.
And there, are potential upsides from that as long as Kamala Harris is the future candidate. How do donors feel about her and the job she's done so far? Will they back her?
Well, again, one of the reasons why there's been a reluctance to actually challenge Biden through the primary season or whatever is because the numbers on Kamala Harris are not great. She is not seen as a natural campaigner. Her primary campaign in 2020 didn't go very far. She's more of a prosecutor rather than a politician in terms of her background. She hasn't been seen to be very deft as vice president. That's partly because she's been given difficult tasks to do and hasn't been brought into the limelight. I mean, for example, this week in Washington, she could have been part of the NATO summit, bringing her forward, giving her a profile, making her seen as the heir apparent. But that opportunity wasn't taken. Partly that's because Biden wants the limelight all to himself. But because of that lack of popularity, she is seen as a risk. But now Biden is seen as hold below the waterline. Harris is seen
as
a
Do you think, David, finally, that it is imminent that Joe Biden will withdraw from the contest?
I think it's inevitable more than it's imminent. As long as it happens before the convention in Chicago next month, and that'll be okay. So that they have time to get their ducks in a row, and that's what the process is going on just now.
Okay, well, fascinating to see what happens. Professor David Dunn from the University of Birmingham, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.